as infrastructure becomes more complex and user demands increase, IT is challenged to maintain pace with today's rate of change. Additionally, the consumerization of IT products is diminishing the ability to sustain governance and enforce policy that really safeguards IT infrastructure. As a result, many organizations out there, maybe like yours, are looking for an IT partner to assist in establishing contemporary IT operational methods that reduce cost, improve security and service levels, and optimize service delivery to the business units that they support. Hey there, everyone. James Hilliard with you and on our podcast today. Pleased to have Rich Emil on board. He is the Director of Service Sales with PC Connection. He will discuss support models that maximize efficiency and effectiveness, optimize costs, and enable the agility that sustains quality service execution in lockstep with the rate of drastic change that we see today. Rich, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. Excited to be here.
Really, the reason we've got you on board here talking about IT service delivery is you've been in the space for a good long time. You've seen a lot of changes.
Oh, definitely seen a lot of changes. So I started in the IT industry back in 1991, and back then technology was far different, the way IT services were being rendered was far different, and the very nature of the industry itself didn't have the level of complexity it does now. So if you look at the way most organizations have grown, they've evolved in a very dynamic way. Either they're very application-centric or they're very end-user-specific, but that type of complexity and infrastructure is difficult to maintain. So if an organization has an entrenched support model and the customer environment is changing at a greater rate than IT can adopt, there's oftentimes slippage in delivery, overruns in costs, controls, governance are really impugned by that type of inability to adjust with change.
Break down the IT lifecycle, and let's start off with kind of a general overview and how you all at PC Connection see things.
We see this type of support broken into two areas. The first area is the life cycle itself, the very assets, the very hardware that resides in a customer environment. That equipment has to be planned for, it has to be acquired, has to be provisioned in terms of imaging, any type of user profile established, then it needs to be deployed. And then the usage case of supporting that asset throughout its life, it has to be moved, upgraded, maintained, there may be break-fix activities, and ultimately that asset needs to be reclaimed and either disposed of or repurposed. That's a lifecycle model in its entirety. PC Connection offers all those deliverables in-house. We cover 97% of the U.S. zip codes to deliver that type of service in-field. But the second part of it has to do with not just supporting the asset, but supporting the user. And we feel that's a very big differentiator we have in that the usage case for every individual user, the very network they traverse, the applications they access, the data they use, that all needs to be supported in a consistent way to ensure that costs are maintained, but that IT has good visibility as to what's happening in their environment.
Let's get into and maybe give a little more detail here about the specific services and solutions that customers can expect from PC Connection that really do help IT orgs refine and optimize things like, you know, compliance and governance and ultimately service delivery.
So one of our key value propositions has to do with service desk, the way we establish controls, the way we profile all incidents, and the way we render support against those incidents. But oftentimes there's misses in the organizational design, such as if they're rolling out new applications or if they're modernizing their network, the ability to recognize those types of support tickets, drive a standard operating procedure to adopt the change, and then build resolving methods for those new attributes, those new systems, those new devices, that's often a failure in IT across the board today. So our ability to affect a process to establish controls for change, report back on usage, report back on issues, the various resolving groups can take the input we give them against those challenges to make adjustments on their side to render a better experience for everybody. Hence, establish and enforce compliance and governance across the organization.
IT really does have a relationship with so many other organizations, from human resources to lines of business. I mean, really everyone has to be together to help and understand how IT is evolving and how IT can be there as a partner to service the business as a whole.
Oh, agreed. And we look at that in three parts. One is the very infrastructure that's in play today. The second layer beyond infrastructure really has to do with their operating model. And the third has to do with the very resources that are deployed in that environment. When you look at all three, really drives the clean way of examining how IT is operating today. And we bring that type of service model through an overlays team, all of which have 15-plus years of experience. Some have been former IT leaders or service providers to really drive a better experience for our customers.
Rich, I'd like to try and give customers an idea of what they could experience. Again, kind of going through the stages of this methodology that PC Connection can bring to them. What can clients expect?
So with that, they'll get a dedicated pre-sales person who works in my organization to really understand not the specific request that's coming out today, but what the drivers are behind that. Windows 7 is a good example of that. Why would a service provider look deeper as to what's happening with Windows 7? Is it changes in applications? Is it security? Is it they have an aged infrastructure? Is it support costs? So we'll take a thorough examination as to really what the roadmap is for the client, what their technology roadmap is, what their support challenges are, and really how well positioned they are to execute not only on today's requirements, but what's going down the line. At some point in the solution process, we'll invoke our program management office. And that PMO is there to bring out subject matter experts for enhancements relative to what the client is looking for. That smooths the transition from sales to delivery. That ensures that our delivery teams are well positioned from a capacity perspective to deliver. And really the understanding between the sales and delivery organization is clean. Often I see with our competition going directly from sales to delivery, there's slippage in customer expectations, or there's lapses in documentation or some type of output. This is the cleanest way to execute in a lifecycle model by having the sales organization integrated with our PMO in establishing really what the customer is looking for.
After that discovery phase, that's the great foundation lay. Then you're going to assess, where is that organization now? What do they have? Give them some of the insights that I'm assuming a lot of customers just don't have that 100% visibility into what things are going on at their org.
It's so true. Most service providers will render output based on the specific request a customer has. But part of our value proposition is that we are a VAR. So we can offer input on the infrastructure. We can acquire the hardware. We can do the design work. We can deploy. We can help optimize that infrastructure and then run it ongoing. There's a harmonious relationship there that's oftentimes missed in industry today.
All right, Rich, with that, let's move on to stage three.
So in that stage, we're in production. We're executing on the customer requirements. So typically, at this point, delivery is in the hands of some form of a resolving team. They're there to handle the incidents or the installations or the ongoing support. But our PMO is a group that sits within the delivery organization to audit performance, validate the design, ensure customer SAT is in place, that systems are tuned, that we're executing the way in which we launched this engagement. So that's a closed-loop circuit to ensure quality ongoing. But it's also ongoing operational excellence. Oftentimes, it's only once you're in the engagement that the real discovery happens as to areas of opportunity to improve delivery, modernize infrastructure, or collapse costs in some adjustment ongoing.
We do the discovery. We have those conversations. You do the assessment. You give the insight to IT. Now it's time to implement.
Implementation is really critical. If you don't implement properly, the relationship is in jeopardy, and very, very clearly the deliverable is as well. So there's several ways we can offer an implementation. Again, this is a PMO-led activity. That's carried by the PMO, again, to ensure that we're on the right path in terms of milestones, resource sets. They run our implementations like projects, and that's key.
And again, Rich, now that we've implemented, there's no walk away. They're staying here. It's stabilizing what has been put in place, making sure it's really working for that customer.
Oh, clearly. Once we've affected the implementation, once we've gone through a characterization period where final adjustments are being made, in that stabilization phase, it's how do we really establish ongoing controls to reduce call times or ticket avoidance or better reporting? Stabilization really has to do with the framework that allows for us to make adjustments on the fly and bring back information to the client for ways in which we can improve the deliverable ongoing.
Hey, Rich, want to throw one last question at you, then I'll come back in here, make sure we give some follow-up information to our listeners. What type of feedback do you hear from teams as to how they've come about the choice to do it themselves or look for a partner? And ultimately, what benefits do they say they received by going the partner route?
Some of the leading challenges clients face today are, number one is access to talent. Another one has to do with budgetary challenges. Third is the combination of the ability to optimize the infrastructure and then run it ongoing. You see such specialization in industry today that oftentimes both in-house and external providers have a limited skill set, a limited stack, that they really can't affect the bigger challenge ongoing. PC Connection can affect that from a bottom three layers perspective to help, again, tune the infrastructure and then run it ongoing. Those are some big drivers why organizations look at third party. The other has to do with stability. Working within IT, managing projects and ongoing operational support is a big challenge, especially with the rate of change that we're seeing today. Look at the application sets. Look at how mobility's taken over. So from that perspective, the ability to work with an external service provider provides that level of stability, a deeper resource set to support them not only today but ongoing.
Hey, Rich, good stuff. Appreciate the conversation. I think we gave some insights to prospective clients and just wrapped up with some of the benefits there. We're going to give some contact information so folks can get even more. But before that, the big old thank you, sir, for being on board today. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
And folks, for you, if you do want more information about how PC Connection can help support your organization throughout the IT lifecycle by reducing costs, improving security, improving service levels, then contact your account manager today. You can also go online to learn more at pcconnection.com/lifecycleservices. Phone number, you're invited to call 1-800-800-0014 to get more information, or you can always email us, connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we are going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Connection Point.